This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. South Korea and China are each reporting hundreds of new coronavirus cases today. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump sought to reassure Americans that his administration has the pathogen under control. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wittakaswara has the story.
A rare appearance by President Donald Trump in the White House briefing room, the second one since he came into office, to tell Americans about federal efforts against the coronavirus. His administration is requesting $2.5 billion of funding from Congress.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
A day earlier, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned that Americans should expect coronavirus outbreaks in their communities and disruption to their lives. Infected Americans number in the dozens, but more cases are expected. Democrats have criticized Trump for downplaying the spread of the virus. Patsy Wittakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, the United States and South Korea have postponed a series of joint military exercises until further notice because of the coronavirus outbreak in South Korea. The announcement comes a day after the U.S. military announced its first confirmed coronavirus infection. A gunman opened fire Wednesday at Milwaukee's Molson Coors Brewery complex, killing five people before taking his own life. The gunman was identified as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man employed by the company. Tom Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee.
There was a horrific shooting that has occurred. We're urging all residents and people in this area to stay away from this area simply because of traffic diversions and things like that.
Before Wednesday's shooting, there had been three mass killings nationwide in 2020, with 12 total victims. From Washington, this is VOA News. A federal appeals court is siding with the Trump administration's stand on grant money for so-called sanctuary cities. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The ruling by the Second Circuit in Manhattan says the administration can hold back law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with immigration enforcement. It reverses a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states. Federal appeals courts in Chicago, Philadelphia, and San Francisco have ruled against the federal government in similar cases. The Justice Department called the decision a major victory for Americans. The American Civil Liberties Union says this is the government's attempt to bully, cajole, and coerce state and local governments to participate in federal immigration enforcement. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A hospital official in New Delhi says at least 20 people have been killed in the Indian capital during violent clashes between Hindu and Muslim groups over a new citizenship law. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
New Delhi police used tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse stone-throwing crowds. Hospital officials told Reuters they had treated over 200 people since the fighting first intensified on Monday, many suffering severe injuries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence on the matter on Wednesday, appealing for peace between Hindus and Muslims. The law, announced by Modi's nationalist government, makes it easier for non-Muslims from neighboring countries to gain Indian citizenship. It has reignited long-standing tensions between the country's Hindu and minority Muslim groups.
That is Reuters' Soraya E. Ali. Five-time Grand Slam tennis champion Maria Sharapova, who became one of the highest-paid women in all of sports, has announced her retirement at the age of 32. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Maria Sharapova burst onto the scene at 17 when she won Wimbledon in 2004 and gathered five Grand Slam titles. With her blonde hair and trademark grunt, Sharapova was as big a star as tennis had, making millions of dollars in sponsorship deals. Sharapova's rivalry with Serena Williams was supposed to be one for the ages, but it became so one-sided it can hardly be called a rivalry, with Sharapova winning just two of her 22 battles with Williams. Sharapova suffered a serious shoulder injury in 2008 and was dogged by injuries to her thigh, wrist, and shoulder. She hinted at leaving at the Australian Open in 2019.
You realize that you're not immortal. You're never going to play this for forever.
In an essay written for Vanity Fair and Vogue about her decision to retire, she asked, "How do you leave behind the only life you've ever known?" I'm Jennifer King.
Clive Cussler, the best-selling adventure writer and real-life thrill seeker who wove personal details and spectacular fantasies into his page-turning novels about underwater explorer Dirk Pitt, has died. He was 88. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.